This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The El Paso County Sheriff has reached a settlement over the death of a jail inmate in 2021. William Johnson's family will receive $3 million after he was found unresponsive in his cell. The county coroner determined he died of a seizure disorder associated with epilepsy, drugs, and COVID. A federal agency has recommended cannabis be reclassified as a less dangerous drug. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says the drug should move from a Schedule 1 classification to Schedule 3. The Drug Enforcement Administration will have final say on whether that change will happen. The IRS is considering a change in federal tax policy that could require Coloradans pay federal income taxes on future Tabor refunds. State leaders have been quick to condemn the idea. The IRS is accepting public comment on the proposal until at least mid-October. The state launches another electric vehicle incentive program today. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Remember President Obama's Cash for Clunkers program more than a decade ago? Colorado is launching a similar program now. It's aimed at getting polluting vehicles off the road and getting more EVs on the road. The instant rebates run as high as $6,000. The program does have income restrictions. It's capped at about $70,000 for a single person in Denver, though that changes by county. The incentive can also be stacked with the many other EV rebates currently offered by state and local governments and utilities like Xcel Energy. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.